Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We know he's ready for another full week of being fabulous. Rob Center, our producer, we very much appreciate his help and hard work. If you're enjoying a Sunrise podcast, thank Rob. He's the one that makes all that happen. So we're very grateful for that. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager. And you're hearing a lot more about him these days, the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. And we got a lot to talk about. They had a big meeting last month, and they're going to have another one this month as they make sure that these important issues are brought up and talked about and feedback happens and planned improvements or hoped for improvements get presented to the right people. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here, Mark.
I really do appreciate you coming in. Let's take things chronologically. Last month, the Walk It, Bike It group, you had one of your good meetings, so please tell us about that.
So this is a new thing that we're offering this year in response to public input. We decided to do what we're calling public programs at the public library on the first Tuesdays of the month, at least for the first few months of the year. So last month, we had a talk about the new regional bike ped plan. It's actually called the Middle Susquehanna Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan, and it's a multi-county, basically seven-county effort, co-led by the CEDACOG MPO, or Metropolitan Planning Organization, which handles traffic and PennDOT-related planning for many counties in our area. The Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, which people know is involved in working on long-range trail planning, both land and water, and in cooperation with the Williamsport Area MPO. And so all of those groups combined over the last 2 years, and with a fair amount of public input, there was an ad hoc bike ped advisory committee that helped with this, and then there were surveys that went out to the public, went out to different municipal officials, elected officials, people like that. And the entire plan is now available on the CEDACOG website. I have links to it on the Lewisburg Neighborhoods website as well. If you... not sure if it's up at the top right now, but you can always go on and use the search box on our website. And basically, we presented the plan. We literally had copies of both the plan itself, and the plan itself is a 11 by 17, under 50 pages, but quite a few pages. And then there's a lot of appendices and additional information that is separately available. All of that, though, is available, like I said, linked on the CEDACOG website. We had physical copies of that at the library last month, and we had a lot of people interested in coming to hear what was going on, what it was about.
We've drummed up a lot of interest in this to make sure that bikes are talked about. What kind of feedback are you getting? Are folks happy that Walk It, Bike It's pushing for good changes?
Yes, I mean, so it really varies. I mean, there are people who are very happy to see this. In some ways, it's been a long time coming, and in other ways, we're ahead of the game. On the one hand, there is a statewide bike ped or active transportation plan being finalized right now by PennDOT, and it's an update of two previous bike ped plans, and that will recommend or require that all the MPOs in the state have bike ped plans in the next 5 years. And so we're already there. We have at least our initial plan. Other places, like State College, certainly has great stuff going on. At the same time, I mean, it's certainly impossible to ignore that this is not familiar for a lot of people. And so some of the recommendations in our plan look very different from those in other parts of the state where there is more general acclaim for these kinds of things.
Now, is this a timely plan? Biking and walking are going to become more important and more prevalent. I always think, cars are taking over the world, but only because I bicycle and I'm often the odd man out when I'm on the road.
Well, and that's I mean, watching the Super Bowl last night, there were certainly a lot of car commercials.
And not a lot of bike ads.
Right. So I think you saw a couple bikes. I think in Groundhog Day there was even a fat bike, a bike with really wide tires.
Yeah, I saw it in the snow.
Yeah, for riding on the snow. I don't think he was dressed for riding it, but still. But basically, yeah, it our area, even with our country roads and our need to drive for lots of errands, we still, our area does include a lot of people who are going basically 3 miles or less on a trip. And pretty much many of those trips could be exchanged for active transportation options. Now, we also have efforts afoot on transit, some forms of transit for our area, and that is really a key component of this, because if what you really want is to have active transportation be an option, even when the weather doesn't cooperate, or even when you need to carry something big, and so you need to not have to have everyone suddenly flip back to individual passenger vehicles if the weather isn't perfect that day. And so, I mean, on the one hand, we have people like I'm biking all winter. Not that today is particularly challenging, it going up to the 50s and all, but. You know, if there's not slush on the road, it's not unreasonable to ride a bike. And I think one of the things that drivers, even if you live here and are here most of the time, everyone's going other places and seeing how, you know, there are other ways of doing things. Everyone, you know, you go to D.C. or Philly and Pittsburgh and you start getting a sense of, oh, there's actually, it's not just a smattering of bikes. You can have sort of these, you know, fairly large groups of people or just a culture in which arriving by bike is becoming more normal, or, you know, thinking through your day and figuring how you're going to do a combination of walking or taking transit, or in some places a ride share to accomplish what you need. What we all need to see is that even if you don't plan to get on a bike, you actually benefit from other people being on bikes because they are fewer cars on the road.
Well, and you go to a lot of places in some towns, and you'll see a stack of bikes out front. If it's raining, they sometimes squeeze them in under roof or sort of between the front doors. Or you go up to offices. You know, I've been to Penn State, and you go up to the offices, and the professor or whomever you're visiting has their bicycle in their office because they didn't even want to leave it out at all. Or it's a $2,000 bike, and they don't trust anybody.
Right. That could very well be. Certainly during the unpaved, we had way more than $2,000. Bikes in town. Basically, that's the kind of thing our new bike ped plan addresses, in that it has recommendations from everything to how to prioritizing projects, things already on the books, proposals for all the counties in the area, formalizing the process for working towards project implementation, looking at the existing conditions on at least our state roads. We're working on getting more fine-grained and looking at local roads as well. Like Lewisburg Neighborhoods has been looking at that in our area, but, you know, and Jersey Shore has done that up in the Williamsport MPO, and Northumberland is working on that. So we have a couple of those, but working on getting more bike ped audits to assess those local conditions. And basically, there's also a lot of stuff about improving safety and outreach, just helping people understand the options and what the advantages are. What you're mentioning right there about bike parking, that can be a big component of being bicycle friendly. And in fact, the League of American Bicyclists, which is a nationwide, more than 100-year-old organization, they have programs called Bicycle Friendly Community, Bicycle Friendly Business, Bicycle Friendly Campus or University. And all of those help organizations see how they could be more bike friendly, including, for example, by providing, really enticing bike parking.
Right. Under roof. I know at Penn State, some of the dorms have bike boxes. You put your bike in a box and you get to keep the key kind of thing. So that's kind of nurturing that. All right, well, we're almost done with this particular segment, but make a pitch for tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah, it's a great follow-up to last month's. We're going to do, again, a First Tuesday program, so that's tomorrow, February 4th, at 7 p.m. at the Public Library for Union County on Reitz Boulevard in Lewisburg. We are going to be hearing from Jack Miller from the Otson Otson Group of Sierra Club about rail trails in Pennsylvania.
All right. So there's a lot going on tomorrow night, but he should have a great perspective on this. Has he been all over the state and many, many places?
He has. He is a frequent rider on the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail, and he also, he and his wife ride all over the state, and he's been taking pictures, and he sort of has rated the trail. So that may be of interest to people.
Okay. So that is tomorrow night, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m., correct.
Yes, 7 p.m. at the Public Library for Union County. The very next Walk It, Bike It. What are you calling the meetings?
Public programs. Walk It, Bike It, Public Programs.
You thought about that? That's a witty title.
Right. I've got to work on my marketing.
Okay. Something with spokes in it or something. All right. We'll take a break, but we are right now in the middle of our conversation with Samantha Pearson of Walk It, Bike It. Talked about this prioritizing bicycle riding. We're going to dig a little bit more into the actual feedback that she's gotten on the plan so far, and talk about what's listed here as barriers to safe roads. This is this idea that cars and trucks say the road belongs to us, bikes are just a sort of nuisance add-on. So we'll kind of re-perspective that when we come back at 7:40. It's in the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson, Walk It, Bike It coordinator, Elm Street manager up in Lewisburg. We've been talking about the bicycle pedestrian plan that has a regional appeal and a regional mandate, and they've had their first meeting, and they have another one tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Public Library for Union County. So welcome aboard.
Good to be here, Mark.
Are you well rested? Are you a Super Bowl watcher?
I did. Well, my husband would say I did not watch it since I was not aware of what the score was late in the game. But
okay.
I was in the room.
Okay, and do you have a favorite commercial?
I really like the Groundhog Day commercial.
That was good, too.
Yes.
Well, and who was it? Olay really was talking about women and women astronauts.
Yeah, that one was, I think the production value expectations for the Groundhog Day were met and exceeded, and the Olay one was a little bit more like a...
Yes, kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
You'd expect more when you're going to spend $5 million just to get it broadcast.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you. Okay. And did your team win by chance? Were you rooting for...
I did not have a team.
You don't have a team. Okay.
I enjoyed the halftime show.
All right. So we are talking about, let's start with the end in mind, and that's that there's a meeting tomorrow night. Just recap very briefly what tomorrow night's meeting is all about.
Sure. Tomorrow night, we're going to hear about rail trails around Pennsylvania, not just here, also see slides, a nice slideshow about them from a person who's visited many of them and has even done a little bit of rating of them to help you understand accessibility, integration to network, and stuff like that.
All right. So this is going to be an opportunity to find out about what other opportunities. I think a lot of people around here know about and have probably been on some section of the Pine Creek Rail Trail. But if you go on the map of the rail trails, you'll find out that they're all over around Pennsylvania.
And it's really indicative of, like, we have a rail trail here, and just seeing what the potential is for connecting our trail into the larger transportation network, seeing through, it can be instructive to look at other places and how they have proceeded with that.
Well, and if you want to see the potential, go to Jim Thorpe on a July afternoon. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
There's more bicycles than cars, and there's buses shuttling bikers 20 miles out so they can ride back. I mean, it's an industry. It's a thriving industry.
It is, and it's, I mean, people do travel to it. Once you get to a long enough trail like that where you can actually spend the night, or, you know, that becomes an even greater, you know, dollar multiplier for tourists coming in, even just for a long day. I will say Jim Thorpe, even they have a ways to go. Like, one of the things along the trail there, along Lehigh Gorge, is that you really wish you could have better access to the water. And that's a really challenging thing with those cliffs. Although there are some places informally where people go up and down between trail and water. But that just shows, even in a place like that, where they have this fantastic amenity, and it's, you know, right there by, what's the state park right there?
Oh, I don't remember.
Hickory Run.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hickory Run's with the Boulder Field. You know, it's right there with Hickory Run. You know, they have all these great things. But even they have lots of opportunities for improvements.
All right, well, yeah, and it's you. But you are so right. When you're on the trail, if you're with a group, you just feel so drawn to stop and find some way to touch the water.
Yep.
You're right. People are drawn to water. So that's an interesting observation that I agree with. All right. So that's tomorrow night's meeting, 7 p.m. Folks want to find out about the bicycle pedestrian plan. And it has regional import and will help guide decision making around here.
Well, yeah. I mean, our local meetings are less critical to the regional planning, but it can help you plug you into the regional plan that's happening. There are now both an ongoing Middle Susquehanna Active Transportation Committee, and that in turn has subcommittees that people could be involved in if they wanted to.
All right, so it's important we realize that we're talking about two elements here. One is a plan that is regional, and the other one is the sort of the bicycle pedestrian interest that Walk a Bike is promoting so successfully. We still have a lot of pushback from cars around here. Is that still true?
Well, ideally, it's not from the cars. It's from the drivers. Basically, yeah. I mean, and it's really easy to understand why that is. We have been both designing and sort of expecting cars to be the sole, or motor vehicles to be the sole entities on the road for many, many years. That doesn't mean that they are the only ones that have a right to the road, though. But in our minds, it's both a product of habituation. We're just used to that. And then we also have often, there's an idea, drivers will say, well, the road belongs to me. I paid for it. You know, thinking that gas tax and tolls and things like that pay for it. That's actually a misconception, because actually, even I believe 10 years ago here in Pennsylvania, direct fees from motor vehicles basically only covered 45% of the cost of maintaining our state and local roads. And so you have to realize that anyone who lives in the state pays taxes of different kinds, and those are going to support our roads. The roads belong to all of us. We all have a right to be on them. It's also important to understand, if you look at the actual wear and tear, so while the cars may be paying not quite 50%, they are also responsible for much more of the wear and tear. Now, trucks, which we all have a share in because we all purchase things that came to us on trucks and benefit from the economy that the trucks are generating, trucks are, you know, orders of magnitude greater wear and tear on roads, but then cars are a similar multiple orders of magnitude greater wear and tear on a road than bicycles or pedestrians. And they have actually sort of worked this out, like figured out how much it costs to run, you know, miles on road in different vehicles.
Okay, so what's it really? What's the real cost? You and I have had these conversations on other topics.
Yeah, and it's. There's some debate, but it's around an order of 1,000. So a bike could ride 1,000 miles before it started to do you know, like the amount of damage the car does over a mile. And this is minute damage. It's like wearing down the surface, you know.
gradually. Surface will oxidize long before a bike will wear it out, right?
But it is true that it does. It's not completely without impact, but it's fairly negligible. And so we have to think about that. We also have to realize, strangely, I mean, we think of the roads as belonging to cars. We all know the roads were there. Many roads were there before cars, right? We had streets and roads that were used by people, animals, carts. We still have buggies in our area and farm machinery pulled on occasion by animals. That's our roads and streets were actually a place that were a place of business, but also a place where people walked in the course of doing business. And that's just sort of an unfamiliar thought. In fact, the paving on roads was largely the sort of impetus to pave roads largely came from cyclists. Early on, they were called wheelmen, were lobbying for smoother roads to ride their big bikes on.
Okay, so rather than the mud bogs or whatever, so that would help transportation at the time.
Yes.
Was to have brick roads maybe, or paved roads, or compacted roads. Maybe they were developing ways to compact roads.
Macadam was actually, had been developed at that point. So
for that?
Yeah, tarmac.
Okay.
So we think about these things and we're like, you know, it's not it's not surprising that we've sort of set in our ways, but at the same time, it's worth reminding ourselves that it is now state law to yield by, when you pass a bike, allow 4 feet when you pass, which means if it's safe, you can cross the yellow line. In general, you may need to cross the yellow line, but only do so if it's safe, i.e. if there's not oncoming traffic, a hill that obstructs your vision or a curve or nearby intersections. There are lots of constraints on these things. That's something actually I realized just even last week. I was driving in town and encountered in the course of one errand two cars parked not in a parking space with their flashers on. And what I saw actually blew my mind. It was that the other vehicles approaching those cars with their flashers didn't know what to do. And it suddenly struck me. I was like, oh, it's not just the bikes. Like, these are the same people who can't figure out how to pass a bike safely. They couldn't deal with the car with the flashers. There were people who were pulling up behind the car with the flashers and then thinking, oh, I'm just going to take turns and the people coming towards me need to yield. That's really not how it works. I mean, you can tell that they're going to do that, and you're just like, whatever. But they couldn't sort of understand that this car is in my lane. It's there.
Wait.
I have to wait until it's clear, and then I can drive around it. And the person behind me shouldn't just follow me. They also have to wait.
Oh, no, we all go.
But that's exactly what happens with the bike. I find is that, that people come up behind the bike and just assume, well, I've got to pass it, and don't understand that, well, yes, you will get to pass it. Let's wait for an appropriate time.
Where do we get more information on all of these good topics?
It would be great if you went to LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, and I just bumped up to the top of our news, Walk the Walk, Drive the Drive, which gives a fair amount of information.
As you were here at the table, you did this, change things.
Yes,
while
I did.
Not while you were talking, but while you were, although you are quite capable of doing two things at once. I know this to be true. Walk a Bike at Lewisburg. Thank you so much.
Great to be here,
coming
Mark.
In. Samantha Pearson with our updates. Next month, we'll dig farther into these big meetings that are happening at the Public Library for Union County. Tomorrow night is at 7 p.m. Walk a Bike at Lewisburg has lots of the rest of the information on their website.